Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Disney's live-action remake of its animation feature film Aladdin is good, but not as great as the original. How could it be? As legendary animator Chuck Jones said of the raison d'etre for animation, quote, "You couldn't put Charlie Chaplin in a milk bottle," unquote. And when it comes to the genie in the lamp, to quote Shakespeare's Hamlet, quote, "Aye, there's the rub. You couldn't put Robin Williams in the genie lantern, but when Aladdin rubbed the lamp, Robin Williams' manic spirit of comedy in voicing the genie emerged and inspired the creativity of the Disney animators of the original 1992 feature film. Robin Williams' genie was a shapeshifter trickster. Will Smith is fine as the genie in the live-action Aladdin remake. He's a genial genie. In the screenplay by John August and Guy Ritchie, who directs the film, Will Smith has some quippy lines, but no one can match the comic genius of Robin Williams in the original. When characters in Aladdin keep referring to jams, as in the jelly or fruit variety, I wanted Will Smith to break into his Fresh Prince character from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air TV show and perform a music jam. There's another problem with another character in the Aladdin remake, namely the film's nemesis, Jafar, played by Marwan Kenzari. Perhaps the filmmakers wanted to tone down possible racist overtones in depicting persons of Middle East origin. Whatever the reason, Jafar is mostly a non-entity until very late in the film when his wishes turn him into a kind of superhero run amok. The casting of Aladdin and Jasmine are excellent and are the best surprises of the Aladdin remake. Mina Massoud is wide-eyed and handsome as Aladdin. Naomi Scott is charming and engaging as Jasmine. The film includes all the popular hit songs by lyricist Howard Ashman and Tim Rice and music by Alan Menken, including Speechless, Friend Like Me, and A Whole New World. The film's dance numbers are more over-the-top Bollywood than Arabian Nights from the Arabic folktale 1001 Nights, on which the movie is based. As with many of the recent Disney remakes of its classic animation features, for example, Dumbo, the old Disney magic is lacking in Aladdin. The live-action remake of Aladdin will be chiefly enjoyed by children. Teens, young adults, and parents will wish for something more. Aye, there's the rub. Aladdin is MPAA-rated PG for some action and peril. Opening June 7 are The Secret Life of Pets 2. Chris Renaud, a Parkland High School graduate, and Jonathan Del Val direct the voice talents of Patton Oswalt, Kevin Hart, Harrison Ford, and Eric Stonestreet in the animation comedy sequel that continues the adventures of Max and his pet friends when their owners leave them home alone. Dark Phoenix. Simon Kinberg directs Sophie Turner, Jennifer Lawrence, James McAvoy, and Jessica Chastain in the science fiction adventure film. Jean Grey becomes the Dark Phoenix, and the X-Men have to deal with it. Late Night. Nisha Ganatra directs Emma Thompson, Mindy Kaling, John Lithgow, and Hugh Dancy in the drama comedy. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.